The parade's co-chairman said they now have the $1.5 million in pledges needed to make sure the circus wagons roll through downtown Milwaukee on July 12th. It'll be the first circus parade in the city since 2003. The Circus World Museum in Baraboo will stage the event. Museum Executive Director Steve Fries says expect a spectacle.
There will be 52 historic circus wagons from Baraboo that will be in the parade, pulled by some 300 horses. There will be more than 100 units total in the parade that will include marching bands, bands that are on top of the wagons. There will be riding units. There will be, you know, just all across the spectrum, there will be different units recreating the street parade from the circus in about 1900.
Fries contends circus parades are still relevant and make history come alive. He says last year's floods in Baraboo did not affect any of the museum's artifacts. But he says a lot of maintenance has been done on the century-old circus wagons to get them ready to roll in Milwaukee. Unlike some years, Fries says the wagons will come to Milwaukee on trucks and not a special train.
The reason is the train would have added probably another $1 million to the cost of doing the parade, simply because of the work that would need to be done to make the cars usable on today's railroad tracks.
Free says all the rail cars would need new oak decking to make sure the wagons would not be shaken apart, and a locomotive would have to be hired. Chuck Quirnbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.